So now I'm going to hand it over to President Gabe Griffin to make some remarks. Gabe, are you ready?
No, I don't want to follow those Hall of Fame presentations. I got nothing better.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, ain't got nothing better, but do want to just talk about a few things here. So, on a personal note, man, I can't believe it's been 4 years now since y'all first elected me as your president. It's been a good 4 years, and it's been a tough 4 years. Well, it's been a thing about it's getting kind of emotional here. It's been great. Just the honor of serving this great organization and trying to carry on a tradition of a lot of these folks we've been hearing about these last few days. Been tough, obviously, with what's happened as far as our CCB or our nonprofit status. And because of that, not being able to do a lot of things that we wanted to do as far as setting up partnerships and exploring some of those different possible revenue streams. I do want to definitely thank Lisa for her probably what a million hours or so at least of time that she's put in working to try to get us back on track, get our books update or up to date and straightened out and get everything submitted. Obviously there's really no update on that since we reported at the last board meeting, as we've continued to say, as soon as there is anything to report, it'll be shouted from the rooftops, whether it's in the next week or the next 3 months. But your board is going to be meeting and discussing options of where we go from here. So, whether it's getting a legislator involved, whether it's having to file a new name or whatever drastic measures we have to do, we will get this straightened out. And like I said, if it's in the next few months, then great. If not, then I'm sure Sarah and Lisa will work great together to make sure we do that. As far as our membership, yeah, this is on that note of not such great news, but our membership is continuing to dwindle. We're down into the 400s as far as our membership goes now. Our membership numbers are. So I think that's one thing that after our elections last night with Sarah and Guillermo and everybody that was reelected, and this organization is in great shape. We have great leadership. We have great membership, and everybody's going to work together to pull through this, and we will get it turned around. We will. I do believe that we will see our membership numbers grow again, hopefully soon. But we will do that. All of that being said, I do want to kind of spend a couple of minutes here highlighting some of the things we've done. And obviously, all of our chapters are finding ways to do things in their communities, whether it's just being out in the community at going to a restaurant as a group, or our Capital chapter putting on their Country of the Blind event. Our chapters have done great things all up and down the state. So, chapters have been meaning to, or finding ways to do things. And I think this year we are going to find ways to do fundraise. Well, no, sorry, not fundraising. We are going to do things to find ways to bring in funds. So that is definitely one thing that we are going to do this year one way or another. On the legislative side, we've had a very successful few years. If my memory serves correct, I think it was AB 371, but I'm the first to admit I am horrible at, I'm probably the worst person as far as being able to actually remember bills and the proper numbers, but I think I remember this one. It's the one about the scooters. Yeah. Gene Lozano did a bunch of work. Jeff, Regina, myself, and definitely others were very involved in that one. We helped to get AB 2480 passed, which allowed for other DOR funding for people, you know, not in that older individual category. So folks, you know, from 18 to 54, I think it is. So I know my outside of CCB, I do have a job outside of CCB, but in my paid job, I know that we've gotten some of that funding at the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco, because I've personally actually, you know, done work with folks that have been funded through that that revenue source. But you know, so I'll admit I feel like I've benefited from it, but also many of our members and or, you know, just blind folks that are not part of our membership have benefited from that, being able to get services that that they may not have otherwise gotten. I think it was AB 1999 that Sarah helped me off, and I'm wrong here, but I believe that would have done it didn't pass, but we sure fought and got close, but I believe it would have helped in some mental health areas. As we heard last night, we've got a bill going right now that has a very, very good shot at getting through with prescription drug labeling, or prescription labeling, and getting that in an accessible format. I think that's something that is long overdue that we've talked about for a few years, and it's finally looking like it's going to come to fruition. Accessible voting. You heard the other night, was that just last night? Yeah, I think it's just last night that, you know, we had a great talk about accessible voting and what's going on there. And, you know, finally moving forward, and looks, you know, hopefully we'll have a good shot at having a way to do, well, I mean, we've had accessible voting for years. I should talk about or be specific and say that accessible remote voting and being able to do returns on that. I know one of our things, mandates from a resolution several years ago was to talk about past resolutions of past years. I am going to skip over that for tonight. I think what we're going to do is over the next couple of months at board meetings, just entice y'all to come to them. I'm going to work with our current resolutions chairs, and we're going to put together some reports on those. You know, and also maybe even some other committee reports, because that's something that has been long overdue that I think it's something that we should work on, is having reports from all of our wonderful committees. So, yeah, come listen to board meetings in the next couple of months and listen, hear some of those reports, hear updates on what we're doing with resolutions, because we want to bring people in that can talk about it probably a lot more knowledgeably than I can here in the few minutes. So before I turn it back to our host for this evening, I want to thank a few people and committees. So definitely thank you to the convention planning committee, as well as the technical operations groups, for working together, planning this committee. Or sorry, this convention, because it'd help if my fingers did not tell my brain what I'm reading and should say. But yeah, for working on this convention, getting all the planning done, getting everything up on the website to be able to do. So thank you to all of them. And just like our resolutions committee, bylaws committee, you know, these are committees that, you know, don't work a lot throughout the year necessarily, for resolutions and bylaws anyway, but for the work they do in these last month or so, work pretty hard. our membership committee has been doing a lot lately, and that's great under the leadership of Joe Green. So thank you, Joe, for that. Just like I said, we have some great committees. We have great membership. Even so, I would say that kind of my bottom line that I take away from this right now is, yes, our membership is dwindling, but the members we have are great and very committed to this organization. And even though things haven't looked so great the last few years, I think we are. I think it is going to turn around, and I think we do have great people in place. So, on a personal note, like I said, it's been a wonderful ride these last few years. I'm definitely not going away. I will be as involved in this organization as our president-elect will allow me and wants me to be. On occasion, maybe I'll force my way in even when she doesn't want it. But when has that ever stopped us, right, Char? We definitely let each other know what we think.
True. Yeah. Very true.
But it was a tough decision. I really had to do some thinking and praying and looking at my life. As I stated, I now work at the Lighthouse for the Blind, and that was a big change after almost 17 years working at HumanWare. Finally made the decision to step out of that comfort zone and go after a new position. And so I've been for the last about 14 months over at the Lighthouse. And one of the big changes that has meant for me personally, as I've told people, beginning of my day is about the same timing. I walk out the door to go to the bus stop about the same time that I used to be sitting down at my desk to start work. The big difference is at the end of the day, when I used to be off at about 4 o'clock, out the door at 4:01, so to speak, and able to spend a whole evening doing CCB stuff. I now oftentimes am not home until 6 or 6:30. And in case anybody doesn't know, I got married a couple of months ago. And so between working and trying to spend time with my new bride, it just finally was time for me to make that decision to step away and to give time to this new chapter in my life. So thank you, everybody, for all of your support over these last few years. And I love CCB, so I'm not going away. All right, Sarah, I will pass it back to you.
Thank you, Gabe. I'm so glad we saved that for right now during the banquet, because I think it gave you some time to really think about things and put it all together. It's so beautiful. And I want to thank you for, like I've said many times, I ran into you and then I kept running into you. And
you were stalking me that weekend.
I was not, because I can't see you.
You kept showing up at the meetings I was in and chairing and stuff. So yeah.
How do we know that you may have been the one showing up? Who knows?
My name was.
And I want to congratulate you on your wedding and your marriage, because I think it's really special. It's really nice to have a partner to walk through life. And
it is.
And remember, you're in a role now that you didn't even have to get elected to. So you're going to be immediate past president. Okay.
I am. As I said, thank you, everybody, for electing me to Judy's position. So
there you go. Judy gets to take a break and be our fairy godmother and make all these great videos or recordings for us. I keep calling
That's
them
right.
videos.
Yeah. Judy, I'm coming over for lemon bars one day.
Oh, my goodness. I want some lemon bars. Those were my mother's favorite. All right. So enough of our silliness. Right now, we're going to go ahead and see if our Madam Treasurer wants to give us a door prize before we jump into our little fun forum here.
Madam Treasurer just popped into this hat, so let's cue up the spin wheel here.
Wow, talk about great timing.
Great timing. Yeah, just walked in the door.
This is why we elected her president.
So we're doing a $25 gift card generously provided by Contra Costa. And our winner is Alan Norris. Congratulations, Alan.
Woohoo! Congratulations, Alan. And I have to say that music makes me want to put on my Barbie doll heels and like dance around and strut down the street. Oh my, it's kind of silly.